If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit badass.bank.
Member FDIC.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, let me give you the phone number right out of the gate. I can't imagine I'm going to have to wait long to hear from your Royals fans. The phone number is 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's have some fun tonight. Royals win again, get back to 10 games above 500 this deep into the season for the first time since the championship season of 2015. Royals win again at home, where they remain the best team in the American League as far as wins are concerned. No one in the junior circuit has won at home as much as your boys in blue, and you said thank you today, now didn't you? Nearly 37,000 people turn out to support the boys in blue and watch them pitch a shutout. 6-0 your final score. And again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. There's so much to talk about on the field. But when I see a crowd like this, and I understand that there's a portion of the crowd that came to support the Cubs. I get it. I understand. But when Kauffman Stadium sees 36,000 and it's not opening day, and the Cardinals aren't the opponent, the last time that happened, the last time we've seen more than 35,000 for anything other than a I-70 series or an opening day, you have to go back to September of 2017. You have to go back to when it was Haas and Eske, Moose Kane, and some of your favorite Royals ever. So on a night like this, man, I got to get some stories. I have to hear about the experience, the memory that was made tonight, even if it doesn't directly tie to what transpired on the field. Who you're with, what you did, what you remember, what stuck out, what's the image, what's your takeaway from this 6-0 Royals victory? Phone lines are open for you. Again, 913-586-7610. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. 7610. We're going to start off out in Ottawa. Jake, you're hitting leadoff. Wade, way to open up these phone lines and pack them right away. Way to go, Jake. Get us started, buddy.
Hey, Josh. I called in early, man. What a heck of a night. I wouldn't have missed it. I missed out on the Mahomes bobblehead. I got there an hour early and still didn't get one. So,
Jake, yeah, there were people here when I arrived at like quarter after two. They were already lining up.
Yeah, I'll have to remember that next time. I get there, you know, I go to pretty much every game. Just got back from the Fenway trip, too, which was awesome. But, man, it was electric tonight. Electric, I got to give a shout-out to my boy Kyle Isbell with the throw out from center, and then Brady Singer. I mean, just he's taking it to another level right now. You know, when he's not walking people, he's keeping the ball down and in his zone. He's pretty much unstoppable. And I sat beside Cubs fans tonight and had really good conversations, really good baseball conversations. My wife was sick, so she wasn't able to come, so I actually went solo tonight. So
nice.
Great night, though.
No doubt. Jake, way to get us started, buddy. It's not often after a great game like that, the leadoff hitter on the post-game show delivers. Jake, you did just that. Way to go. Man, I could talk about Kyle Isbell's night for the next 30 minutes. I think a lot of us have been Kyle Isbell fans for a while. Now, we've wanted to see a little bit more here or a little bit more there. But man, oh man, this season on a winning team, you can see he's a winning ball player. Is he Mike Trout? Is he an all? Okay, maybe not. But with this talent surrounding him, serving as the number nine hitter, serving as your everyday center fielder, I'm not looking for an upgrade. I'll put it that way. Is he tonight getting it done defensively, picking himself up defensively? We can dive into that fifth inning if you want. We could talk about his fifth inning offensively as he executes what appeared to be a beautifully laid out hit and run to jumpstart that six-run fifth inning as the Royals win 6-0. Isbell, since the start of June, is hitting .274 with an OPS north of 800. Let's go to MJ, who was at the game tonight. MJ was one of the near 37,000 in the building. MJ, what'd you think of that 6-0 Royals win?
Oh, my goodness, that fifth inning. Vern, I want to tell you, this is the fourth time I've been on your show this year. This is the fourth time I've taken one of my sons to their first game, and my kid absolutely loved it. And that fifth inning was something of magic. Watching Salvi blast that homer, we jumped up, we high-fived. Old, he doesn't quite understand, but at the same time, he got one of those strawberry kebabs. We high-fived, we watched the fireworks afterwards. This was the epitome of the perfect first game to take your kid to or listen off air.
MJ, you're a lucky man. That's all I'm gonna say. Thank you very much for the phone call. His fourth game of the season. Nah, I love you too, brother. Fourth game of the season. He's taken a different kid every single time to their first big league game. I bet you got a winning record too, MJ. Appreciate the phone call. All right, let's head inside the Royals clubhouse and talk with one of those victorious Royals, one of the few Royals with multiple hits tonight. He's the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino as the Royals get back to 10 games above 500. Vinny, I just mentioned the biggest crowd that Kauffman Stadium has seen outside of an opening day or an I-70 series since September of 2017. Did it feel like a packed house out there?
Yeah, even from the get-go. I made a comment when I went out to run for warm-ups, just like, man, like I heard that it was going to be a big crowd tonight, but I wasn't expecting that many, especially pregame. So, I mean, seeing that and feeling the energy was just – it was awesome. There wasn't enough people – or there wasn't enough innings for me to throw baseballs to everybody in the crowd tonight for first base. So a lot of people did not go home happy for me, but that's a good thing because it means there's a lot of people. The crowd was awesome. Felt it all night, and it was a beautiful thing. Keep coming out.
When you feel that, when you're out there stretching, getting ready for the game, is it something that you guys are talking about? Is it just something that you observe and move on with your routine?
It feels bigger, which is a pretty cool thing to say. We stick to the same routine. You know how we are. You've been in the clubhouse. We're not changing anything, but it's one of those things where you feel the energy. It kind of builds your want level, so to speak. Not that we, there's ever games where we don't want it, but when you feel the crowd the way they were tonight, it's just, there's something special to it. You know, it feels a little bit more like what I imagine a playoff game feels like. You know, when Salvi hit that homer to put us up 6-0, it was just like my emotions got a little bit the best of me running around the bases just because I'm just pumped. Like, going through this stretch right now with these guys in this clubhouse, where we are in the season, 10 games over, like you just said, it's just a really awesome feeling, and there's no better place for us to do it than at the K.
Vinny, I'm hoping you can expand on that clubhouse. I was talking with Izzy earlier in the homestand about what's different about this year's team other than the obvious talent. What's different about this year's team than his previous 3-4 seasons in the big leagues? And he talks about all the guys tugging on the same end of the rope, everyone understanding their role and accepting it and embracing it. Can you expand on that and what that all-in-it-together mentality, how that carries out onto the field?
Yeah, I mean, I think he hit it, hit it on the nose there. Guys know their role, and that's super important. There's not a whole lot of, the lineup. I think last year we ran through 100 and some lineups that were different. You know, we're not doing that this year. There's a lot more stability in what we're doing. And that's the difference between being on a good team and a bad team, too, is a bad team is going to try a lot more things than a good team will, just naturally. So, getting off to a good start, we were able to, kind of stabilize some roles around the team, which I think helps a lot. I know a lot of new school people don't believe in it, but, having a very similar lineup, you know who you're hitting around, you know what the guy in front of you does, you know what the guy behind you does, you know how to kind of prepare for your bat. Like, it's just different things like that, little things that we've just done such a better job of this year as players of just, I mean, honestly, we're just winning more.
Yeah,
so that's what's different. There's not a whole lot to dive into other than we're just winning more, and that creates a better clubhouse. Losing sucks. Winning's really cool. So that's the biggest difference, is that winning's way cooler than losing is.
And showing up to the yard and having the guy on the hill just spin 7 innings of shutout baseball seemingly every single night. Vinny, I'm trying not to take it for granted. I know you guys aren't. I'm trying to make sure that the fans don't take it for granted. To wrap things up here, just a thought on Brady Singer and what these starters really have been doing all season.
Yeah, I mean, they've all been horses. It feels like every night I get to talk about how a different guy is leading the pitching staff, which is a super cool thing. So, I mean, We're a rotation that's 5 deep. We've got a good bullpen. Like, I mean, to put it as simply as I can, Vern, like, we're just a good team. We do things well. And it starts with our pitching staff. It starts with the starting rotation. The Royals went out and invested in some guys, and it's paid off so far, and it's awesome. So watching Brady do his thing, the bullpen comes in, do their job, just shut down for us tonight. I mean, it's really, really fun to come to the ballpark every night. Just little things like I'm out walking my dog today and people stop and say that they're coming to the game and that they're pumped up for the game. Like, that hasn't happened the past 2 or 3 years for me. So this place is buzzing right now. I know training camp just got started across the street, but we still got a little bit more time of Royals baseball, and it's a fun time for it right now.
I'll tell you this, the city can handle both. They can handle both teams being
prove
good.
It. You prove saw it, tonight. Vern. Prove that we can handle both. We'll do our part.
There you go. Vinny Pasquantino, kind enough to dial us up after this 6-0 victory. Vinny, always appreciate your generosity with the time, man. Thank you. Vinny now with 50 RBI this season at home. He's driven in 50 runs at Kauffman Stadium this season. There isn't anybody else in Major League Baseball that has more RBIs at their home ballpark. Ladies and gentlemen, the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino, one of 2 Royals with multi-hit efforts. Vinny and Nick Lofton picked up his first multi-hit game in more than a month. Lofton on base 3 times tonight. How about it? Royals win. Let's go back to the phone calls. And Jack, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Jack out in Johnson County. What's happening?
Hey, Vern, I'm stuck in traffic right now, over here on 435. But I had a great time with one of my friends, and they're Cubs fans, and they heard it from me tonight. It was a great night.
Heck yeah. You talking trash?
Oh, yeah. Big time. Kyle Isbell, the strategy, turning your bat at the right angle, putting it through the gap where Dansby wasn't. Hit them where they aim, baby.
Yep. See you later. You know that's right. Yeah, thank you very much for the phone call. Great point. Yeah, that six-run fifth inning, six straight two-out knocks. It starts with a Garrett Hampson first pitch opposite field single. And then second pitch to Kyle Isbell. Hampson's off on the pitch. And as Dansby Swanson, the Cubs shortstop, goes to cover second base for the stealing Hampson. Well, as you just heard, Kyle Isbell finds that hole that was once occupied by the Cubs shortstop. That ball finds left field. Hampson finds third base. First and third with two outs, and Adam Frazier bloops one into shallow right field just over the first baseman's head. It falls. Two runs come in to score. Is it? That thing hung up there forever, giving Izzy plenty of time to come around from second base as he advanced earlier in the at-bat, picking up yet another stolen base. Royals base running was once again on display as Wyatt's one of the elite teams as far as base running is concerned in all of Major League Baseball. Another Salvador Perez home run, and again, another quality start. Shoot. Another dynamite start from Brady Singer. Back-to-back, seven innings of shutout baseball for Brady Singer. I mean, you can't do much better than that. Back-to-back, seven innings of shutout baseball for the Royals right-hander, who tonight pitched in front of the largest crowd at Kauffman Stadium in his career. Keep in mind, this is Brady's fifth season with the Royals. Tonight was his 63rd start with the Royals. Now, that's 13th most in the history of this building. And tonight was the first time he's pitched in front of more than 35,000 people. So, way to go. And as Vinny said, prove it. He said he's going to do his part and that the team's going to do their part. I know you guys can handle both good Chiefs and good Royals at the same time. I know you can pack the K and Arrowhead on a October weekend. On a late September weekend. I know you can do it. Chris was at the game tonight. He was one of the 36,000 in attendance. Chris, what'd you think of that one?
Oh, Vern, I thought it was a fantastic game. Let me tell you, I was shocked. I got here, me and my lovely girlfriend got here right about the time the gates opened, or when we thought the gates opened, about an hour and a half before game time. Shocked at the amount of people winding all around the parking lot waiting to get in. Thank goodness I've got season tickets, so I was able to get in the special boy line and avoid that massive, massive crowd to get my Patrick Mahomes bobblehead. But, hey, last time I called in, I had to give some love to Kyle Isbell, and I know a few people have already stole my thunder, but I'm going to do it again anyways. With that outfield assist, saving what I thought was a guaranteed opening run from the Cubs, with that fantastic right on the money outfield assist over to Salvi for that tag right in the chest, right in the face, to save that run. And also kudos out to Singer with another stellar start. Salvi really putting this game away. And of course the bullpen recovering from some things last night and keeping the game locked down for a good shutout.
Well said. Hit it all, Chris. I appreciate it. Yeah, we touched on Izzy at the dish defensively. In that fifth inning, again, it's a scoreless game. It's a no-hitter, as a matter of fact, for Brady Singer there in the fifth inning. Brady hits the first man that he faces to open up the fifth. Dansby Swanson then hits a fly ball to shallow left center field. Isbell charges. He knows he's going to play it on the hop. The leadoff hitter, who was plunked, he goes first to third, as you would expect. And he's got speed, balls in front of him, shallow left center field. You know, I'm not going to say Izzy was playing deep, but so as Izzy's charging that fly ball as it's falling into shallow left center field, he made a horrible decision. He threw it to third, trying to get Talkman, even though he had no chance to get Talkman, and he really didn't put enough oomph on the throw to make to make it even a play at third base. An interesting, a puzzling decision from a normally superb defender. The reason why it was a mistake is Dansby Swanson was watching the entire time as he hits that fly ball. He saw Izzy, charge and charge it in a fashion in which I'm going to third. So Dansby Swanson read it the entire
time. If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Entire way and on a single to center, ends up on second base, eliminating the double play. Right, should have been first and third, nobody out, but instead it's second and third and nobody out. So Izzy gave away a free 90 feet there. Thankfully, Talkman doesn't try to score on Mastroboni's ground ball to the right side. I think he would have scored. I think it should have been 1-0 Chicago there, but whatever. They don't send him. He stays there on third. And then the next batter hits a fly ball back to Izzy in center. He makes the catch, makes a good throw home. And Salvi lays the tag on Talkman to finish off that fifth inning with a 8-2 inning-ending double play. So, yeah, Izzy getting it done throughout that fifth inning, picking himself up defensively in the top half of the fifth, and then jump-starting that two-out rally with a beautiful hit-and-run in the bottom half of the fifth. Royals win 6-0. Our phone lines are open. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Let's go to Steve in Raymore. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Steve out here in Raymore. I was at the game tonight, stuck in traffic for a while, but I'm just really proud of the Royals tonight. They played their butts off, and if you just want to talk about that Salvi Perez home run, it was truly incredible. So I'll listen offline, but thank you so much, and go Royals.
Career home run number 265 for Salvi. He's now just 52 away from George Brett's franchise record and only 10 back of Jorge Posada for ninth most home runs by a catcher in baseball history. Salvi, a three-run blast, caps that six-run fifth inning. Well, first of all, credit to Salvi for working that count full, right? He falls behind 0-2. But Kyle Hendricks, buddy, you can't throw a fastball to Salvador Perez there. Full count fastball to Salvi is just in the heart of the plate. Salvi blasted 429 feet, 110 miles per hour off the bat. And he watched it for a second. It wasn't one of those home runs where he's, you know, almost feels bad for what he did to the baseball. You know those home runs where Salvi belts it and then immediately puts his head down and runs to first base. No, this was, I would say, a step above that. Right, that's the ultimate humble Salvi. Now, we all know the super excited Salvi, the scream at the dugout, pound your chest, you know, whatever he wants. We've seen the super excited Salvi. This wasn't that. But this wasn't humble Salvi. This was look to the dugout and make sure everyone knows this is what I do. Because what he did, he hits the home run, right? 429, 110 off the bat. Enjoys it for a second. Starts his run to first. You know, spits. Looks to the dugout. Did you expect anything different? Are you new here? Go ahead. Love on the great number 13. That's the kind of vibe I was getting from Salvi after that bomb. I'm a 9-time All-Star, for God's sakes. I am on a path to Cooperstown. Boys, get on my back. We have 58 games to go. I've been waiting for nearly a decade for a game like this. Did you think I was going to do something different? No, this, and that's what my on-deck show was all about today. This weekend, this game, this night, is what we've been waiting for. What I've been waiting for, what you've been waiting for, shoot, even the Cubs fans that made the drive, what you've been waiting for. You wanted to know what Kauffman Stadium was like when it's packed. Well, there you go. But not only is this what you and I have been waiting for, this is what Salvi's been waiting for. A night like this is why he was, at this time last year, willing to leave Kansas City. He didn't want to, but he wanted to play on a good team in a meaningful game in late July in front of a packed house. Salvi's been waiting years for this. This is what Bobby wanted. This is what he's waited for. This is what he went to the organization and said, I want to win. I want to be on a good team in front of a big crowd in a meaningful game in late July. Do that and I'm yours. Prove to me that you'll do that and I'm yours. This is what Bobby wanted. This is what Salvi wanted. This is what Brady Singer wanted. I've told this story countless times, but the first time I talked with Brady Singer, I asked him what his relationship is with pressure. He said, I thrive in it. Now, this is a kid right out of college. I thrive under pressure. The brighter the lights, the more I crave the pressure. And as I mentioned, Brady's never pitched at Kauffman Stadium in front of a bigger crowd than this one tonight. How'd he look? Singer's ERA, by the way, is now 2.82. That's top 10 in baseball. Yeah. Royals have two of the 10 lowest ERAs in Major League Baseball. At home, Brady's ERA shrinks to 2.20. Let's go back to the phone calls. Chris was at the game. Chris, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I'm just leaving the game with the boys and I. I mean, that was just a crazy experience. I usually sit in the lower deck because the games aren't usually packed like this, but we actually sat upper deck tonight and, like, no regrets. It was electric everywhere. Just looking around, not seeing any empty holes. It was amazing to see.
Yeah, it was. I can't even lie. Even though I appreciate the phone call, Chris, even though I knew 26, 27,000 were going to be here, even though I've sat here for Game 7 of a World Series, Game 1 of the 20, you know, I've seen a lot of baseball, a lot of good baseball here. And yet, when this one started, I'm looking around, you know, I'm looking up at the upper deck going, oh, even there, even way up in that corner. Wow, I haven't seen someone sit there other than, you know, high school kids that are just trying to be I don't know, maybe they're going up there to smoke cigarettes. I don't know what they're doing, but normally, you know, some young hooligans will go sit up in the very last row. You were packed to the gills tonight. It was beautiful to see. Also beautiful to see, the Royals on pace to win 89 games this season. They win tonight 6-0, win number 57. More wins already than they had all of last year. Thankfully, they still have 58 games to play. Royals are 10 games above 500, and we get back to your phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
And the next one. And a swing and a pop fly. Shallow left center. Here comes Isbell, and to make the catch, runner Tauchman tagging. Coming home, the throw home is in time. Salvi lays the tag.
Oh, what a call. What a call by Steve Stewart with an assist from 36,000 in attendance. Oh, that was a beautiful piece of audio. Thank you very much. James Howell back at the studio with us as the Royals take game one from the Cubs, 6-0, the final score. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. I've talked a lot of late about the standard that has been set by this team. Now, going into the All-Star break, it was clear that the 2024 Royals were known for a few things. The starting pitcher is going to give you a chance to win almost every single night. If and when you lose, it's not going to be because of stupid baseball, bad base running, or sloppy defense. A starting pitcher that gives you a chance almost every single night. You don't play stupid baseball. The best player on the diamond's always wearing your uniform, as Bobby Witt Jr. goes 1-for-4 with the run scored tonight. A measly 111-mile-per-hour rocket up the gut for a single in that 6-run fifth inning. Bobby, the starter, defense, base running, and you have a future Hall of Famer behind the dish in Salvador Perez, who tonight connects on his team-leading 19th home run of the season. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Mike in Parkville. Mike, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Vern, thank you for having me on. I'm calling for strictly great vibes tonight. I go to the K with my boys and my pops and their pops. All my bets cash. I look behind me in the seventh inning. I hear cheering. I'm like, wait, all our runs came in the sixth inning. Someone proposed, and she said yes.
Nice.
Amazing day. Thank you for having me on. Love you,
thank you very much for sharing that, Mike. I love you too, man. Love is in the air, ladies and gentlemen. Royals win 6-0. Yeah, Cleveland won as well. They went into Philadelphia and beat Christopher Sanchez. Are you kidding me? All right, whatever. Royals are still 5.5 games back of the Guardians, but bring it on. I'll bring it on. Royals have 2 more with the Cubs and then 3 with the White Sox. They have 2 more with the Phillies. And you get to face Cleveland 7 more times, right? 7 times in a 10-day stretch. As a matter of fact, that 10-day stretch starts in 1 month from tonight. Let's go to Luke in Lee's Summit. You're next up on the postgame show. As the Royals are now 10 games above 500. Luke, what do you think?
Hey, Vern. Man, that was a great game. Just being able to be there with my family and just have a great time there with my sister being there that hasn't been there since 2015. Man, wow. That two-out rally was a great way to see how Salvador was able to hit tonight and just being able to, with that bomb, that was just absurd.
Yeah, you got a little bit of everything. Luke, appreciate the phone call. You had the power, you had the speed, you had base running, you had defense, and of course, just outstanding pitching. Brady Singer with his 9th quality start of the season. The Royals, their 53rd quality start of the season. I repeat that. I always feel like I need to say that stat twice. 53 quality starts in 104 games. Right, I'm not alone. That's I thought they would be good. I expected the rotation to be good. But this Royals rotation now has an ERA of 3.48. Fourth best in Major League Baseball. Third most innings pitched. Let's go to Chico in Midtown. You're on 610 Sports Radio. What's going on, Chico?
What's up, Vern? How you doing, bud?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Couple of things about Q. I was texting a couple of my buddies tonight after the hit by pitch. I was just like, come on, stay in the game. Don't get tossed. Stick up for your player, but stay in the game.
Yeah.
But it's such a contrast from last year. The post-game shows, the interviews, look like hostage videos. And I was worried about the guy. I thought, this guy's going to have a breakdown. He's not going to get a fair shot in his first year. I'm thankful that they have patience with him. All the confidence in the world. Totally impressed with what he's doing.
I'm with you, Chico. Appreciate the phone call. Listen, I brought it up to Vinny of what Kyle said, and Vinny, confirmed it and confirmed it. It's fairly obvious to anyone that watches this team on a regular basis that, just look at the position players. The 13 position players all understand what they bring to this team, how they can help this team win every single night. They all understand what's expected of them. And to me, it certainly appears as if all 13 are excited to play their role. Not just understanding of their role, but excited. Dairon Blanco looks excited in his one start every 9 days. Looks excited when he comes off the bench to steal a bag late in the game. Garrett Hampson looks excited in center and left at second. Adam Frazier. Nick Lofton. I haven't in the clubhouse, and I know you haven't on the field, seen any signs of frustration, any disgruntled Royals not getting enough time, pouting out there on the field. Yeah, that's a testament to Q. And the rest of the coaching staff. For the way that they communicate, the way that they encourage, the way that they stick with guys. The consistency that Q has shown, right? From the day he took over, he said, if you're on the roster, I'm playing you. If I can't find a way to use fill-in-the-blank player once every 48 hours, well, then why is he on the team? I understand bench and starters, but we have to find a way to use all 13 position players. I had a conversation with Hunter Harvey a few days ago, the new reliever that they brought in from the Nationals. And I said, what's struck you so far about this team? And he said, they use everybody. Every reliever, every pitcher. You need to stay ready because Q's always going to call on you. He said, I've been a part of other organizations, other franchises where, some guys know I'm not playing and I ain't going to play anytime soon. The only time I get in there is if it's a blowout one way or the other. He said, but all 8 guys in that bullpen, we stay ready. Because we all know we have a very good chance of being used that night. Even though, like I just mentioned, the Royals' rotations logged the third most innings. So honestly, no, you probably are going to get used. Royals only needed 2 relievers tonight. Will Smith, Chris Stratton, each of them allow a base hit. Nothing more. Brady Singer allowed 2 base hits across 7 innings. Royals win 6-0. Let's go to John in Mission. John, you're on 610 Sports Radio. How you been, buddy?
Hey, Vern. First time, long time. Thanks for having me. Talk about a great game. 40,000 in the seats. Traffic out the stadium. Worley even accidentally cut off the Royals owner. But, man, what a night. We're driving down Coal Mine Road.
Cut them off in your car, or you cut them off while, walking out of the
stadium? No, we cut them off in our car accidentally. But, you know, it was, I've never seen traffic leaving a Royals regular season game like that since 2014. But driving down Coal Mine Road and the drag racing was going, saw a couple AR-15s, almost let loose my Pasquatch sandwich. But, man, what a night. What a night.
All right. Well, we got you down, John. Royals, I appreciate the phone call. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7610. We go to Matt in Kansas City. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Vern, listen to me. Isbell brings his lunch pail to the K every day.
Every day.
The guy is, he works in the trenches. He's not glitz and glam, but he's the glue. And what he did tonight is perfect evidence of what he brings to the table with this team. And he didn't get enough love from you. He needs love from you.
Have you? When did you start listening to the show tonight?
I listen to you all the time.
Well, then I don't know what you're talking about. Then you don't listen enough if you think I need to start giving Kyle Isbell more love. I'm sorry. I mean, I started off the show by talking about him.
Oh, I know. Tonight he's getting tons. But I was there opening day when he went yard, when he was just a rookie. You were there.
Well, he didn't deserve love then. What did he do? I mean, I don't know.
I think he's the unsung hero on this team. That's all.
Yeah. I'm not arguing with you whatsoever. He's the second longest tenured position player for a reason, right? You keep that guy around through all that losing for a reason. He's one of the finest defensive center fielders in the game. And as I mentioned, his OPS is north of 800 since the start of June.
Yeah. But why is he bad last?
I think it works well. Where do you want him to bat? Yeah, again, I don't make up the lineup. But I think you got a pretty good thing going right now with Izzy in the nine spot. Appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Jonathan in St. Joe. Jonathan, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, thanks for taking my call. I got maybe a little bit of an interesting perspective here. My wife, well, she was my girlfriend at the time. Back in 2014, we went to game two of the ALCS when Yordana Ventura was pitching, and that was an absolutely electric crowd. Love that. And that was the game where they hit that little bloop to right where Jose Bautista had the miscommunication, and then the Royals went off and just rattled off a bunch of hits, ended up winning that game, and it was incredible. And that's what it felt like tonight. Nothing was really happening until they get a little ounce of something like that, and they get to – then they just keep the line moving, and then next thing you know, you get the future Hall of Fame catcher up to bat. And I'm just going to say it now. My wife said it. She said, Salvi for Perezident.
Love it. Love it. Appreciate the phone call. Tell her I love it. Salvi, by the way, has 18 hits in 18 July games. Yeah, interesting. You bring up that David Price starts. The 2015 ALCS, right? Yeah, that game was cruising along. Royals couldn't touch David Price. And then it was, a little bloop that Bautista should have called Ryan Goins off. He didn't, and then he threw Ryan Goins under the bus after the game. Shout out Rougned Odor. Let's go to Colin. He's from down in Texas. What's going on, Colin? How are you?
Not much. Just heading back to my hotel from the game. I'm up here for business, and tell you what, that is some grade A baseball. I know that's all y'all played up here in Kansas City, but that is to the T baseball. Just love it whenever I see all the players buying in, beating off one each other. Fortunately, I couldn't catch the six runs because I was updating my jersey merch. Now rocking baby blue Royals, hopefully to score on my way home. Thanks for taking my call.
Did you go with the name? Did you go with the player? Or did you just go with the straight Royals jersey?
I went with the name. I think he played for y'all last year, 53. Starts with an M. I didn't catch the name better. Sorry. But
that's fine.
Beautiful jersey. Can't wait to wear it at home.
Okay. Got you down. 53 last year starts with an M. Man, what a trivia question. Oh, it's escaping me right now. I'm trying to forget 2023, to be quite honest with you. But appreciate it, man. Glad you had a good time. And yeah, that was some high quality baseball tonight. Royals win 6-0, their fifth shutout win of the season. Brady Singer picks up his seventh victory of the season as he throws seven shutout innings for the second straight outing. It's his major league best 14th start this season, allowing no more than one run. 913-586-7610. Speaking of Brady Singer, let's hear what he had to say after the game to Annie Rodgers and Jalen Thompson and the rest of the assembled media inside that clubhouse, audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
I mean, I think it was first inning there to Bush. You know, got a good comeback there. Haven't been using that, you know, a ton this year, and, you know, was able to use a lot more tonight, which I like.
What's the key to establishing that? You talked about kind of the inconsistency.
Yeah, I think just trusting it on the inner half. You know, not trying to yank it in there. I feel like, you know, this year I've been trying to get in there. You know, the thought process is there, but haven't been really hitting on it correctly. And, you know, we worked on it a lot this week and was able to use it tonight.
In the fifth inning there, they had runners on second and third, no out. How'd you kind of navigate that, and how big was the play by Talia's belt to get you out there?
Yeah, I was able to, you know, get the ball on the ground there with the infield in and keep that runner there, and then got a pop fly to shallow and, you know, let the defense work. Heck of a play by Izzy. I mean, definitely saved the game there. I mean, we're in a 0-0 ball game at that point, so, you know, huge for him. I really like that.
How'd you feel just coming early in the game, you know, I believe you retired 12 straight. What was it like warming up and then being out there?
Yeah, no, it was good. A little bit hotter today, so, you know, took a little, you know, a few less in the bullpen to get going. But, no, just stayed in the zone. I feel like I attacked him early in the game and got him swinging and got some early outs.
There you go, Brady Singer. Royals have won 16 of his last 19 starts here at Kauffman Stadium. Let's go to Zach in Lenexa. Zach, you're next up on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great, buddy.
I just want to kind of ask you a question here today. Obviously, going back to the draft from Brady Singer's draft, we had a lot of college pitching come up. I think, personally, Brady Singer is the best homegrown pitcher that we've had since Greinke. I want to know if you agree. Thank you.
It's either Singer or Duffy. You know, Danny Duffy, career-wise, his numbers are better. Like, as far as the counting stats, just because he made more starts than Brady Singer. He also pitched in a World Series. He wasn't a key cog as far as that rotation or bullpen is concerned, but a franchise record for punch-outs in a game, man, his 2016 was something special. Don't get me wrong, Brady Singer's 2024 has been special. By the end of this season, I think we'll have, Brady will have the opportunity to make the answer to that question a definitive yes. He's certainly pacing to fit that billing. Right, all it would take is, all it would take, what a stupid way to put that. If Brady Singer can continue what he's done this season, even if he regresses slightly, again, that ERA is sub-3, and he can get this team to the postseason, then I think he takes over that spot as the top homegrown pitching talent since Zach Greinke. Get him to the playoffs, and that title's yours. That's what I would say. But it's a good question. It's certainly not done, right? Look at what Duffy did in the summer of 2014. Honestly, if Duffy's on the team and healthy in 2014, I think they win that title. I think they go back-to-back, possibly. Now, Duffy had a two-month stretch in 2014 where he was just a tick below Kershaw and Sale as far as the best lefties in the game. 2016, he was a stud. You know, 2015 was up and down. But yeah, I'm still going to give that title to Duffy for now. But again, that could be Singers in just a few months. Appreciate it, Zach. Singers allowed two runs or fewer in 18 of his last 23 home starts. We go to Jaden in Kansas City. Jaden, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Verm. Two things. One, yes, finally the Royals get past their win from what they had last season. And great job by Salvi today. He played a really good game.
Yes, he did. Drove in three runs. Thanks for the phone call, Zach. Salvi's now only four RBIs away from matching Frank White for the fourth most in franchise history. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's head out to Olathe, talk with our buddy Garrett. Garrett, how are you, pal?
Good. How are you, Vern?
Doing great.
I got a few things to say. You know, I like Q's mentality, you know. Just moving on from last year, again, that dreadful season, you know, just got a new Royal shirt, two City Connect Royal shirts now, and I think I need to call myself a Bobby Witt Jr. City Connect jersey. But I just have one question. Do you think that it's possible that we will have two top five finishers in the Cy Young conversation? I definitely think Lugo will be, but do you think Brady Singer will be in the conversation? I'll listen off air.
Oh, what about Cole Reagans? Yeah, two of the top five. Oh, man, you guys, good questions. Well, that's what happens when you have a good team. Good calls, good post-game shows, good callers, average host. Let me look at the odds right now. The odds for the American League Cy Young Award as FanDuel sees it. Tarek Skubal, the favorite. Corbin Burnes, number two. And then a huge gap. Skubal's minus 125, Corbin Burnes plus 200, and then Logan Gilbert and Seth Lugo at plus 1600. George Kirby, Garrett Crochet, Luis Castillo, Tanner Houck, Houck. Cole Reagans is 500 to 1. Brady Singer is 2000 to 1. Will the Royals have two of the top five American League Cy Young Award as far as the voting is concerned? I'm going to say no. Because I said Skubal's going to stay in there. Corbin Burnes will stay in there. A Mariner will be in there. A Royal will be in there. And I don't know. I mean, boy. Joe Ryan, a Framber Valdez, you know, watch out for that Houston ball club. They're going to make some noise down the stretch. You know, if Boston could get it hot, maybe Tanner Houck. I'm going to say no. No is my answer, but I do believe that the Royals certainly will have one of the top five finishers. Let's go to Ryan in Olathe. Ryan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Brady Singer, you know, obviously, man, his sinker and slider combo or something else.
That sinker just was paralyzing tonight.
It really was. You know, you've said multiple times that the best thing about this team is who's pitching tomorrow. And when I was watching this game, and I see Seth Lugo's going up against Shota Imanaga. I mean, wow.
Count me in.
I'm not going to miss that. Man, I tell you, it's been a good year for the Royals.
Even the game on Sunday, thanks for the phone call, Ryan. Even the game on Sunday, Cole Reagans is on the hill. And that Javier Assad kid for the Cubs got off to a really nice start. He has solid stuff. He's found himself in a rough patch of late. But yeah, listen, Royals starters on this homestand have an ERA of 2.36. Seven scoreless innings. Three times already. On a seven-game homestand. It's remarkable. Yeah, and then Reagans. And it's just day after day after day. And again, if that is your standard. Now, this is why when some want to panic about the offense or the bullpen, that's where you lose me. To me, it's similar to panicking about the Chiefs' defense when you have Mahomes, Kelsey, and Reed, and Jones. It was so silly to me hearing some of you call up, you know, Fesco or The Drive or Cody and Gold, and, oh, what are we going to do about this defense? We're 4 weeks in and they're not great yet. Who cares? You have Mahomes and Kelsey and Andy Reid. You're going to be fine. That's how I feel about this team. And I know it's different. It's a different sport. One player is not as powerful in baseball as he is at the quarterback position in the NFL. True. But a rotation like this, again, a rotation that has a ERA below 3.5. A rotation like that, a defense that ranks top 5 in baseball, according to whatever metric you want to look at, and a base running unit that ranks top 5 in baseball, regardless of what metric you want to look at. Those three things combined, to me, equal the baseball equivalent of a Patrick Mahomes, of a franchise quarterback. So long as those things continue, man, I ain't sweating much. Appreciate the phone call. Royals win 6-0. We'll get back to your phone calls and hear from Salvador Perez after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Payoff pitch, swing, and a shot down the left field line. It is gone! A home run! A 3-run homer for Salvador Perez, and the Royals lead it 6-0.
Woo! Number 19 on the season for the great Salvador Perez. Career home run number 265. He's now 52 away from George Brett's franchise record. Salvi has 5 home runs in his last 12 games, and he got the Joel Goldberg treatment after the game. Salvi, 1-for-4 with that 3-run blast that made it 6-0 Kansas City. That would be your final score as the Royals take the opener from the Cubs 6-0. And after the game, in front of more than 36,000 Royals fans, Salvi, along with Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports Kansas City, had a message for the fans.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you guys for the support. You guys bring me energy every day. So I really do love you guys, okay? So thank you very much for coming to the K every night.
Talk about finger.
Now they're starting the Salvi chant again. Give us a second. We got to talk about I was going to ask, you want to talk about the homer first, or do you want to talk about Singer first? I didn't get to ask. You said, let's talk about Singer. Back-to-back outings of 7 shutout innings. White Sox, Cubs, 2.82 ERA. He is dominant. What's he doing right?
Location. I think he keep the ball down. He used the slide, the super, two-seamer opening with the fastball. You know, he was good tonight. He don't miss any location tonight.
Can you see when those hitters, I mean, they're looking at strike three, they've got to be frustrated. Are you hearing anything about how good he is?
Yeah, they know. They know Singer is really good, so he's doing pretty good job tonight.
All right, Kyle Hendricks has been doing this for a long time, and he can be a tough pitcher, a little bit different than what you see often. And those first 4 innings, he looked really difficult. What changed with 2 outs in the 5th inning?
I just tried to hit the ball hard. I think he leaves that one right in the middle, and I hit it pretty hard. A lot of respect for Hendricks. He's one of my favorite pitchers in big league. We just tried to compete. He leaves a pitch in the middle, and I hit it pretty hard.
Yeah, you hit it hard. 110 miles per hour off the bat. Salvi on the field, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City. Perez has now hit safely in 20 of his last 25 games. Let's go to Connor in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Connor.
Hey, what's up, Vern? Let me get your opinion. Oh, my God. That was awesome tonight. 6-0. We needed that insurance run, Salvi.
Yes. Yeah, you know that's right. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Salvi drives in 3. Adam Frazier drives in a pair. Vinny Pasquantino drives in a run as well, accounting for all 6 of the Royals. I mentioned Vinny. 50 RBI at home is the most in Major League Baseball. You look at what Pasquantino's done since the start of May. He's hitting 281. OPS of 766. How about Hunter Renfro? Renfro getting another base knock again tonight. His OPS since the start of May, 798. That coupled with an MVP candidate in Bobby Witt, in a Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez, that's a strong 2-3-4-5. You throw in what Michael Massey's done this season when in the lineup, and you like that foundation. Those five, to me, can assure you remain middle of the road offensively. And that's all you need. You don't want, you would love a great offense, but you don't want to have to ask your offense to do the heavy lifting night in and night out. Now, you're seeing that starting to bite Cleveland of late. The toughest thing to do in the sport is hit the ball. Why ask the hitters to lead you every single night? No. Pitching, defense, and base running. That's what I want leading me. Because pitching, defense, and base running, that normally travels. That levels all playing fields. Nice hearing from you, Connor. All right, as promised, well, a quick shout-out. Bobby Witt Jr., of course. Let's see what he did. I love doing this every single night. He picked up a hit, so he has 142 base hits. That's the most in Major League Baseball. He played, started another game, so 104 starts. That's the most in Major League Baseball, and he scored a run. He now has 84 runs scored. That, too, is the most in Major League Baseball. Bobby Witt, by the way, who came into the day leading Major League Baseball with a .344 batting average. Well, he's now hitting .343. But that's still the best in Major League Baseball. His OPS, .978, fourth best in Major League Baseball. Only Judge, Otani, and Soto have a higher OPS than the great Bobby Witt Jr. And if you want to see Bobby Witt Jr.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
A baseball. I know that's all y'all played up here in Kansas City, but that is to the T baseball. Just love it whenever I see all the players buying in, beating off one each other. Fortunately, I couldn't catch the 6 runs because I was updating my jersey merch. Now rocking baby blue Royals. Hopefully to support on my way home. Thanks for taking my call.
Did you go with the name? Did you go with the player? Did you just go with the straight Royals jersey?
No, I went with the name. I think he played for y'all last year, 53. It starts with an M. I didn't catch the name better. Sorry. But
that's fine.
Beautiful jersey. Can't wait to wear it at home.
Okay. Got you down. 53 last year starts with an M. Man, what a trivia question. Oh, it's escaping me right now. I'm trying to forget 2023, to be quite honest with you. But appreciate it, man. Glad you had a good time. And yeah, that was some high quality baseball tonight. Royals win 6-0, their 5th shutout win of the season. Brady Singer picks up his 7th victory of the season as he throws 7 shutout innings for the 2nd straight outing. It's his major league best 14th start this season, allowing no more than 1 run. 913-586-7610. Speaking of Brady Singer, let's hear what he had to say after the game to Annie Rogers and Jalen Thompson and the rest of the assembled media inside that clubhouse, audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
I mean, I think it was first inning there to Bush. You know, got a good comebacker there. Haven't been using that, you know, a ton this year, and you know, was able to use a lot more tonight, which I like.
What's the key to establishing that? You talked about kind of the inconsistency.
Yeah, I think just trusting it on the inner half. You know, not trying to yank it in there. I feel like, you know, this year I've been trying to get in there. You know, the thought process is there, but haven't been really hitting on it correctly, and you know, we worked on it a lot this week, and was able to use it tonight.
In the 5th inning there, they had runners on 2nd and 3rd, no out. How'd you kind of navigate that, and how big was the play Vitaly was built to get you out there?
Yeah, I was able to, you know, get the ball on the ground there with the infield in and keep that runner there, and then got a pop fly to shallow, and you know, let the defense work. Heck of a play by Izzy. I mean, definitely saved the game there. I mean, we're in, you know, 0-0 ball game at that point, so you know, huge for him. I really like that.
How'd you feel just coming early in the game? You know, I believe you retired 12 straight. What was it like warming up and then getting out there?
Yeah, no, it was good. A little bit hotter today, so you know, took a little, you know, a few less in the bullpen to get going. But no, just stayed in the zone. I feel like I attacked him early in the game and got him swinging and got some early outs.
There you go, Brady Singer. Royals have won 16 of his last 19 starts here at Kauffman Stadium. Let's go to Zach in Lenexa. Zach, you're next up on the postgame show on 610 Sports Radio. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing great, buddy.
I just want to kind of ask you a question here today. Obviously, going back to the draft from Brady Singer's draft, we had a lot of college pitching come up. I think, personally, Brady Singer is the best homegrown pitcher that we've had since Greinke. I want to know if you agree. Thank you.
It's either Singer or Duffy. You know, Danny Duffy, career-wise, his numbers are better. Like, as far as the counting stats, just because he made more starts than Brady Singer. He also pitched in a World Series. He wasn't a key cog as far as that rotation or bullpen is concerned, but a franchise record for punch-outs in a game, man, his 2016 was something special. Don't get me wrong, Brady Singer's 2024 has been special. By the end of this season, I think we'll have Brady will have the opportunity to make the answer to that question a definitive yes. He's certainly pacing to fit that billing. Right, all it would take is all it would take, what a stupid way to put that. If Brady Singer can continue what he's done this season, even if he regresses slightly. Again, that ERA is sub 3. And he can get this team to the postseason, yeah. Then I think he takes over that spot as the top homegrown pitching talent since Zach Greinke. Get him to the playoffs, and that title's yours. That's what I would say. But it's a good question. It's certainly not done, right? Look at what Duffy did in the summer of 2014. Honestly, if Duffy's on the team and healthy in 2014, I think they win that title. I think they go back-to-back, possibly. Now, Duffy's had like a two-month stretch in 2014 where he was just a tick below Kershaw and Sale as far as the best lefties in the game. 2016, he was a stud. 2015 was up and down. But yeah, I'm still going to give that title to Duffy for now. But again, that could be Singers in just a few months. Appreciate it, Zach. Singers allowed 2 runs or fewer in 18 of his last 23 home starts. We go to Jaden in Kansas City. Jaden, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Berm. 2 things. 1, yes, finally the Royals get past their win from what they had last season. And great job by Salvi today. He played a really good game.
Yes, he did. Drove in 3 runs. Thanks for the phone call, Zach. Salvi's now only 4 RBIs away from matching Frank White for the 4th most in franchise history. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know when call Jays Southland Tow. Let's head out to Olathe, talk with our buddy Garrett. Garrett, how are you, pal?
Good. How are you, Vern?
Doing great.
I got a few things to say. You know, I like Q's mentality. You know, just moving on from last year, getting that dreadful season. You know, just got a new Royals shirt, 2 City Connect Royals shirts now, and think I need to call myself a Bobby Witt Jr. City Connect jersey. But I just have 1 question. Do you think that it's possible that we will have 2 top 5 finishers in the Cy Young conversation? I definitely think Lugo will be, but do you think Brady Singer will be in the conversation? I'll listen off air.
Oh, what about Cole Reagans? Yeah. 2 of the top 5. Oh, man, you guys, good questions. Well, that's what happens when you have a good team. Good calls, good post-game shows, good callers, average host. Let me look at the odds right now. The odds for the American League Cy Young Award as FanDuel sees it. Tarek Skubal, the favorite. Corbin Burns, number 2. And then a huge gap. Skubal's minus 125. Corbin Burns, plus 200. And then Logan Gilbert and Seth Lugo at plus 1,600. George Kirby, Garrett Crochet, Luis Castillo, Tanner Houck, Houck. Cole Reagans is 500 to 1? Brady Singer is 2,000 to 1. Will the Royals have 2 of the top 5 American League Cy Young Award as far as the voting is concerned? I'm going to say no. Because I said Skubal's going to stay in there. Corbin Burns will stay in there. A Mariner will be in there. A Royal will be in there. And I don't know. I mean, Joe Ryan, a Framber Valdez, you know, watch out for that Houston ball club. They're going to make some noise down the stretch. You know, if Boston could get it hot, maybe Tanner Houck. I'm going to say no. No is my answer, but I do believe that the Royals certainly will have 1 of the top 5 finishers. Let's go to Ryan in Olathe. Ryan, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how are you doing?
Doing great, man. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good.
Brady Singer, you know, obviously, man, his sinker and slider combo or something else.
That sinker was paralyzing tonight.
It really was. You know, you've said multiple times that the best thing about this team is who's pitching tomorrow. And when I was watching this game, and I see Seth Lugo's going up against Shota Imanaga. I mean, wow.
Count me in.
I'm not going to miss that. Man, I'd tell you, it's been a good year for the Royals.
Even the game on Sunday, thanks for the phone call, Ryan. Even the game on Sunday, Cole Reagans is on the hill. And that Javier Assad kid for the Cubs got off to a really nice start. He has solid stuff. He's found himself in a rough patch of late. But yeah, listen, Royals starters on this homestand have an ERA of 2.36. Seven scoreless innings, three times already on a seven-game homestand. It's remarkable. Yeah, and then Reagan's, and it's just day after day after day. And again, if that is your standard, now this is why when some want to panic about the offense or the bullpen, that's where you lose me. To me, it's similar to panicking about the Chiefs' defense when you have Mahomes, Kelce, and Reed, and Jones. It was so silly to me hearing some of you call up, you know, Fesco or The Drive or Cody and Gold, and, oh, what are we going to do about this defense? We're 4 weeks in and they're not great yet. Who cares? You have Mahomes and Kelce and Andy Reid. You're going to be fine. That's how I feel about this team. And I know it's different. It's a different sport. One player is not as powerful in baseball as he is at the quarterback position in the NFL. True. But a rotation like this, again, a rotation that has a ERA below 3.5, a rotation like that, a defense that ranks top 5 in baseball, according to whatever metric you want to look at, and a base running unit that ranks top 5 in baseball, regardless of what metric you want to look at. Those three things combined, to me, equal the baseball equivalent of a Patrick Mahomes, of a franchise quarterback. So long as those things continue, man, I ain't sweating much. Appreciate the phone call. Royals win 6-0. We'll get back to your phone calls and hear from Salvador Perez after this.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Payoff pitch, swing, and a shot down the left field line. It is gone! A home run! A 3-run homer for Salvador Perez, and the Royals lead it 6-0.
Number 19 on the season for the great Salvador Perez. Career home run number 265. He's now 52 away from George Brett's franchise record. Salvi has 5 home runs in his last 12 games, and he got the Joel Goldberg treatment after the game. Salvi, 1-for-4 with that 3-run blast that made it 6-0 Kansas City. That would be your final score as the Royals take the opener from the Cubs 6-0. And after the game, in front of more than 36,000 Royals fans, Salvi, along with Joel Goldberg on Bally Sports Kansas City, had a message for the fans.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you guys for the support. You guys bring me energy every day. So I really do love you guys, okay? So thank you very much for coming to the K every night.
Talk about Finley.
Now they're starting the Salvi chant again. Give us a second. We got to talk about. I was going to ask, you want to talk about the homer first, or do you want to talk about Singer first? I didn't get to ask. You said let's talk about Singer. Back to back outings of 7 shutout innings. White Sox, Cubs, 2.82 ERA. He is dominant. What's he doing right?
Location. I think he keep the ball down. He used the slide, the super, two-seamer opening with the fastball. You know, he was good tonight. He don't miss any location tonight.
Can you see when those hitters, I mean, they're looking at strike three, they've got to be frustrated. Are you hearing anything about how good he is?
Yeah, they know. Singer is really good, so he's doing pretty good job tonight.
All right, Kyle Hendricks has been doing this for a long time, and he can be a tough pitcher, a little bit different than what you see often. And those first four innings, he looked really difficult. What changed with two outs in the fifth inning?
I just tried to hit the ball hard. I think he left that one right in the middle, and I hit it pretty hard. A lot of respect for Henry. He's one of my favorite pitchers in big league. We just tried to compete. He left a pitch in the middle, and I hit it pretty hard.
Yeah, you hit it hard. 110 miles per hour off the bat. Salvi on the field, courtesy of Bally Sports, Kansas City. Perez has now hit safely in 20 of his last 25 games. Let's go to Connor in Overland Park. You're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, Connor.
Hey, what's up, Vern? Let me get your opinion. Oh, my God. That was awesome tonight. 6-0. We needed that insurance run, Salvi.
Yes. Yeah, you know that's right. Appreciate the phone call, buddy. Salvi drives in three. Adam Frazier drives in a pair. Vinny Pasquantino drives in a run as well, amounting or accounting for all six of the Royals. I mentioned Vinny. 50 RBI at home is the most in Major League Baseball. You look at what Pasquantino's done since the start of May. He's hitting .281, OPS of .766. How about Hunter Renfro? Renfro getting another base knock again tonight. His OPS since the start of May, .798. That coupled with an MVP candidate in Bobby Witt, in a Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez, that's a strong 2-3-4-5. You throw in what Michael Massey's done this season when in the lineup, and you like that foundation. Those five, to me, can assure you remain middle of the road offensively. And that's all you need. You don't want, you would love a great offense, but you don't want to have to ask your offense to do the heavy lifting night in and night out. Now, you're seeing that starting to bite Cleveland of late. The toughest thing to do in the sport is hit the ball. Why ask the hitters to lead you every single night? No. Pitching, defense, and base running. That's what I want leading me. Because pitching, defense, and base running, that normally travels. That levels all playing fields. Nice hearing from you, Connor. All right, as promised, well, a quick shout-out, Bobby Witt Jr., of course. Let's see what he did. I love doing this every single night. He picked up a hit, so he has 142 base hits. That's the most in Major League Baseball. He played, started another game, so 104 starts. That's the most in Major League Baseball, and he scored a run. He now has 84 runs scored. That, too, is the most in Major League Baseball. Bobby Witt, by the way, who came into the day leading Major League Baseball with a .344 batting average. Well, he's now hitting .343. But that's still the best in Major League Baseball. His OPS, .978, fourth best in Major League Baseball. Only Judge, Otani, and Soto have a higher OPS than the great Bobby Witt Jr. And if you want to see Bobby Witt Jr., I have two tickets to tomorrow's game. I tried to give them away earlier today on the On Deck show. You know, we play that trivia game every single day, your chance to win Royals tickets. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5 o'clock. I'll give away a pair of tickets to Sunday's game. But earlier today, I could not have come up with an easier question. The answer was George Brett. You should always guess George Brett. Our buddy that played did not guess George Brett. He guessed like David DeJesus and Carlos Beltran. The question was, Bobby's hitting better than .400 at home this season. Who has the record for highest batting average at Kauffman Stadium in a single season? The answer is George. So I still have these tickets. How about first caller? Call me up right now if you want them, and you can use them. 6:10 first pitch tomorrow. Call me up, 913-586-7610, 913-586-7610. First caller, the tickets are yours. James Howell, great job back at the studio. Royals, great job. Keep winning, guys. We're having a blast. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Blast down the right field line. Hooking, stay fair, and gone. Pasquantino.
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
If you have a badass bank card, do you have a pink one or the black one? I've got to say, both colors look and feel like a badge of honor. It's one of those little things that actually reflects how you've moved through life. Confident, intentional, and not afraid to do things differently. And that's really what Badass Bank is about. It was created to deliver true customer service, and honestly, you feel that. It's not just talk. They show up, they support you, and they make managing money feel a lot more human. What I love most is who they're for. Badass Bank is for the everyday badass, the people pushing through hard things, showing up for their families, rewriting their stories. Built by industry disruptors and backed by decades of banking experience, they're here to challenge the status quo and give you real control over your financial future. Badass Bank is looking for customers who expect more. So the question is, are you badass material? Consider this your invitation. Find your inner badass and visit BADASS.bank.
Member FDIC.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove, no problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.